Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yes, I do. Why won't somebody come and ease my troubling mind? Somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yes, I do. I wish my baby would come and tell me everything's all right. Baby would come and tell me everything is still alright. Oh, yes, I do. They tell me when you tell somebody your troubles, trouble fly away from you. I'm looking for somebody I can tell my troubles to. Why won't somebody come and ease my troubling mind? Yeah, I sure wish somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yeah.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And welcome. As our big, big tournament continues in Blog Talk Radio, Soul Tree Radio, and The Raw Musical Therapy Mindstream. I'm your host, Michael Lothing, and DJ Honeycomb of Total Music Concepts LTD, and it's good to be with you. Music Therapy Mindstream and the Big Big Tournament, courtesy of BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network, doing our best to break down the who, what, when, where, and why, and sometimes how. Here and now at www.basnnewsroom.com. Now, we are going to finish the first round of the Meet East tonight and step our way into the Midwest. And you know, that means we're going to step into Chicago and check out the mighty, mighty Dells and them begging-ass Charlottes. Lord have mercy. Anyway, we started this last year with a simple format. First round, everybody gets to do a little mini set, 15 minutes, at least three songs, original or group songs that they're known for. And then the winner carries on. You guys make this possible by voting. You can send your votes to myself or to my
if I could say what's on my mind, you would know how much I love you. if I could say what's on my mind.
Say what's on my mind.
You would know what I'm thinking of you. All of those sweet things I feel but can't say.
Hey, love all of my reach. what you want me to be.
I'll tell you. Dedicated. Walking around. And sure to please, lady of love. Take all of me. Every day I dream of holding you close to me. Every night I find me touching your lips with mine.
Coming out of the mind stream, you're listening to Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. As Big Bake Tournament takes a twist, you had a little tech issue earlier, but problem has been solved. I'm waiting for my man G to come on. And you just heard the answer to the question, What's the best seats you ever got for a concert? In New York City, and this is in the 80s, this is in the early days of Mr. Pat Metheny and his group. I got tickets to see him at the Beacon Theater, which is on, it's in the 70s on the west side of New York. 10th row, center, and they played. And it was amazing. The place, if it wasn't acoustically perfect, it was damn sure close. And the first song they did was the one you just heard, the back part two from the Off-Ramp album. And when it came on, I was agape because I was surprised at what they were going to play first. And as soon as I heard the strains, I just whispered to myself, "Tabang!" And it was louder than I thought. And it seemed like Pat was just looking at me and smiling as they were playing. And I just sat back and enjoyed it. Anyway, my man G is here. Gary, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm here. What's up, bro?
Well, we took a different turn tonight. As Murphy's Law is in effect. Murphy, Mrs. Murphy, the kids, relatives. They all tried to interfere, but we held up fast. Now, in the Big Meg tournament, you remember last year, we had wild cards. And we used the wild card in this particular one as the Mighty Isley Brothers were doing their thing. Somebody came in the challenge, sending some love to our West Coast sister, Rhonda Harper, who piped in for a hot second.
What's
and
up,
one love video back in effect. Our Texas Soap Patrolman then Diane said, "Where's the South?" Well, we got close to the South, being from Texas originally, but and from Kansas as well. The Temprees, representing Nashville from the Love side, came in and tried to affect things as they started off challenging the Isleys. The Isleys then came in and do what the Isleys do. And, of course, Pat Metheny came in afterwards. Now, the second part of the show, we'll get back to more conventional vein as we will open up the Midwest. But I would be remiss, G, if I didn't speak on the madness that was happening across the country. Didn't get a chance to speak on the Saturday show. But, you know, it's like, what the hell did y'all expect? You knew this was coming. I can remember working for the Philadelphia Tribune in 2005 when Alito was up for ascension to the high court. And we knew he was from the Federalist vein. We knew he was right to the Tillerhun and all that little shit. So it was just a matter of time. And, of course, all this other crap from Trump, you know, took him off the news. I'm sure he was glad of that. But the bottom line, now everybody's all righteously indignant. They think they're going to get even in November. But and the only reason it matters is because a whole bunch of white women said, "Oh, no, our choice is being taken from us." You knew damn well it was being taken from you. Y'all chose not to do anything. And now you get to pay the price because these fuckers don't care about you. They damn sure didn't care about black folks. But what made you think they would care about you and your
Michael.
Right to choose? Yes.
The American public is stupid.
They're
stupid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You sit there and let McConnell do what he did to Obama, right? And
yep.
You said the Americans said nothing.
Yep.
Then you let Donald Trump come in, which was your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You knew what Donald Trump was about.
Yep.
And at the end of his term, what happens? Not one, not two, but three.
I know, LeBron. Yep.
Three
sure.
Court justices.
Yep.
And they should be, here we go, they should be arrested for lying their behind off.
Yeah, they should. They should be in jail the fake electors should all be in jail. From every state that participated in this sorry spectacle, but we know that's not going to happen. And must satisfy Negroes by cable or MSNBC. All they know is, well, look at our ratings, you know, because that's all they really care about. You know, they have their talking heads righteously indignant saying harumph, harumph, harumph and all that, but do they really care? No. It's not going to care until the sound of no wire hangers comes from someone screaming in a, well, I should say slave state, but I'll say abortion state because that's basically what this is breaking down to. Yes, abortion
Uncle,
and no abortion
Uncle,
state.
Uncle Thomas, Uncle Clarence Thomas gave you a warning.
Yep.
Some people didn't understand the warning.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it very clear to you guys. Clarence Thomas, in his opinion, stated that the gay rights marriage is in focus.
Mm-hmm.
That the gays, you know what that's the gay rights marriage? Disability rights. See, this thing is going down here real fast.
Yep. And now gay folks are shitting in their pants because they'll go after Obergefell, which has to do with gay marriage, and then trans laws and other alphabet-related rights will get stepped on because they can. They did it to voting rights before anybody said anything about abortion, and nobody said shit. So
it's a come to Jesus moment right now. It's a come to Jesus moment for America. It really is.
Yeah, but Jesus ain't listening. Not in this case, brother. You know, they can say, oh, we'll get back at him in November at the midterms, but the damage is done. And the cute little sidebar was the fact that Roberts, the Chief Justice, he gives a vote like, oh, gee, you know, maybe not now, but we know the court is a 6-3 court, and he's a stealth candidate because he was in his 50s when he was made Chief Justice.
Yep.
They wanted to make sure somebody would hold up their standard for at least 20 years. That's why he was elevated to Chief Justice instead of a side dish like Alito was. The bottom line, all this was put into effect starting with George Bush and now ending with Trump. They got the court they want. Now they're talking about expanding the court. Meanwhile, Uncle Clarence, he ain't going to go nowhere no time soon. His wife
is
an agent provocateur.
Uncle Clarence's wife needs to be arrested. Why?
Yeah.
Because she wrote the Attorney General about the voting evidence. That woman needs to be in jail.
We know this. The bitch needs to be in jail, but we know they're not going to do that. Meanwhile, back at the Big Big Tournament. Now, since we had tech issues, we will wait. And our next set of contests will involve the Midwest region. In the Midwest means, of course, the Dells. We're holding court as well as those big-ass satellites. I swear. The
Shadows
make me smile. They make me smile every time I talk about them. When my nephew Lee was getting married, I gave him a pair of knee pads as a wedding gift. Now, it was gag in part, but it was too awesome in part because I wanted to make sure that if he ever got in the doghouse, he knew how to beg his way out.
Yeah,
and when you got the knee pads
you
on, you're telling the truth. You know, you got to take care of home. Yes.
There you go.
And we already know the Shylights come in with their knees on stage. You know, we always thought they were a bunch of midgets because we thought we saw these short people on stage. It was like, oh, girl. begging. Oh Lord. I never saw so many brothers get asked just on GP than the Shylights did. Here, take it. Just stop singing. Don't beg anymore. You can have it.
Hey, the best song they did was the coldest day of my life.
Oh shit! See, now you're gonna start some trouble, Jim. And can't that? No, this is true. But we're also gonna have Kool & the Gang. Now this is interesting because we already know Kool & the Gang made their bones as a great funk, jazz, R&B band. And when you talk about love music, the first thing people are thinking is, well, yeah, they got JT Taylor to sing. Exactly. See, they did a lot of pop stuff.
Before JT, baby.
The early Kool & the Gang is the true Kool & the Gang. Yes, I agree
with
you, sir.
There you go.
But, see, We spoke a long time ago with one of the lawyers who was handling another one of their groups, the Crown Heights affair, Thomas Naranjus. And Naranjus revealed that they had another group with Brass and Steel who had a hit called Funkanova, and that they were hurting because they didn't have a lead singer. They played music similar to Kool & the Gang. However, they didn't get the chance to make enough inroads to hold their spot.
Right.
The reason we're bringing this up is because, you know, we know Kool & the Gang. They went the route with Joanna and Ladies Night and all that other stuff. And if we had never heard the original Kool & the Gang stuff, they'd have been okay. You know, they would have just been accepted as all right. But when you know a group is exceptional, you can't just fall back to all right. You got to be who you are. So we had to be very efficient in picking out instrumental stuff that was true Kool & the Gang, but evoked the love theme that we were talking about here. And I think we did that. We're not going to play it tonight because it's going to extend way past our broadcast time. But think about the fact that Kool & the Gang did love ballads as well. Now, they're an instrumental group, and the instrumentals evoked more feelings of love than I think a lot more other groups who can sing could ever come up with. Do you agree?
Yep. I agree wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first concert with Kool & the Gang. I was 14 years old going to Kool & the Gang.
Mm-hmm.
In Burlington, New Jersey. Everybody in the city was at that concert.
Well, I believe it. Those guys were hot.
Everybody.
They were hot. Jersey City's own Kool & the Gang. And I heard them, but I didn't hear them in Jersey City. I heard them with my cousins down in Asbury Park, New Jersey, when I first came off the bus. They were literally saying, Mike! You got to hear these guys. And I heard them and I was like, hell yeah. You know, so we know they got the juice. We're going to get to hear them in earnest the next time we're on air, which should be possibly Tuesday or Thursday. We're going to decide later on as we have to separate. We're going to go jukebox mode in a couple of minutes here. But, you know, G, again, one last word on this whole abortion thing. You know, if they're worried about people's rights, they got to worry about everybody's rights. You know, I'm sorry, I've read the Constitution. Black people are not considered human beings. And until they get rid of that three-fifths clause, and I don't give a fuck about amendments, strip it, change it, get it off there. Until they do that, as far as I'm concerned, that's how this country feels about black people. They don't give a fuck about us. And bottom line.
Only way it comes to money. They want that money off us.
Exactly.
Michael,
and the movement. Yes.
This country, I tell you, this country is coming to a season where we
president. Yeah, well, people should see that right in front of their faces as this whole week revealed itself. You know, MSNBC was getting their rocks off thinking that, oh, we're really doing something as more and more shit came out about Trump. The sisters down in Georgia saying how they were being threatened and all that. You know, it was not like, okay.
What are you doing?
Yeah, well, that's just it. They weren't doing anything. All they were doing was spouting a lot of noise. Oh, isn't this dramatic? Isn't this tragic? Blah, blah, blah. You know, when a black or brown person dies, it's a tragic accident. And the shit that was done to them was tragic because somebody allowed them to do it and get away with it. Nobody's in jail for what they did to them, you know? So as far as I'm concerned, you lie in this bed, you ask for this, now you're going to get it. Now, see if your anger lasts beyond the midterm elections. You don't know about that until no further.
I want my white sisters to really think about this. My white sisters, you wait the last minute to do what you gotta do. It's time to work. It's all up to you. My white sisters, it's your time. I wanna see what you gotta do with it.
Well, you know, I think that puts it in its proper place. We're going to go jukebox mode to the top of the hour. Do you have any last words for everybody?
Well, you know what I'm going to say. Wash your hands, get that vaccine, and wear that mask.
Yes, you're not out of the woods yet. Please wear that mask. And wash your ass, especially now. It's so hot. It's one of those nights where it's too hot to do anything, really.
Oh.
So you know you need to give your ass a drink of water. I don't want nobody smelling like wild onions and ass gravy. Don't have nothing, please. Go, and if your person next to you ain't clean, wash their ass too. You know, it's too much funk. And it's not music. So please, cleanliness is next to, you know what, as they say. Now, having said that, we're going to go jukebox mode. 3/4 quarter. I'm going to reach out, as you say, to the sisters out there. And special love to Rhonda and One Love Radio. A little sis. It's good to hear from her, even if it was for a hot second. We'll spin some and stand rotation until the top of the hour. We'll see you Wednesday for the Hump Day special, of course, 9 p.m. Eastern. And there will be another wild card. Oh, and in our second part of the show, the Persuaders from New York City, is that damn man, will go up against those banging-ass shadows.
You trying to get people in trouble.
Yes. Got to stay in trouble. And she didn't even have to have Ma Gray chase me with the soap. Much love, everybody. If you're traveling tonight or working late or whatever, please be wanting to get from point A to B and back to A-OK. Everybody go safe, stay safe, and be safe. We will see you guys next week. And the big tournament will continue in the Midwest with the Dells and the Shylights leading the way. You may see another wild card. And if you do, be mindful. They can drop at any time. But the first round has to move on. And I'm sure Big G will make sure that the Isleys will be making their voices known in the second round. They just started. And we just started here, and already the Isleys have votes. So that's what I can tell you. You know, it's a group that has spanned time, over 60 years in the business, and they're still making great original music. Gene, so I can say, Let me put this quarter in, and we'll see you guys next week. Yes, indeed. Two women I respect a lot in music, Bonnie Raitt, who can really sing and play, and Bobby Gentry. She maybe didn't get a chance to do much in music, but she made impact with what she did. I Can't Make You Love Me. Yeah, that's right. You can't make those motherfuckers love you. And Have a Heart, the Republicans don't have one. So you're operating from a different situation. And, of course, there'd be a lot more babies being thrown off the Tallahatchie Bridge when these motherfuckers get finished doing what they're doing. It's no joke. Laws are going to change. Situations are going to draconianly, in a draconian manner, clamp down on the citizens in this country. Yeah. I got another quarter to spend, so I'm going to spend three more before I'm out the door. The big, big tournament will continue. On day special Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for listening and indulging with us. But as Maya Angelou always says, when a motherfucker shows you who they are, you best believe them. And damn if the Republicans didn't show who you who the fuck they were. Well, shout out to my daughters, granddaughters, everybody else in my clan. Much love. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. See you later.
forget that thing that Millie Jackson always talk about when she says, don't let something happen and have it beat you home. Well, abortion just beat you home. Now you know what it's like to have no fucking rights. To be continued, no doubt. See you later.